Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Lord, when will you show me your will? When will I know my calling? But I'll tell you how you can know. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, who reveal God, then the Spirit of God, that's the baptism, that's power. The power of the baptism of the Spirit of God, it will reveal God in your life and it will reveal your calling. So you will know the time and the season by the Spirit, by not by the natural. You will never know which time we are in, not until you have the Spirit of God. Because without the Spirit of God, you can't know the time that you are in. God is different from the earthly calendar to a heavenly calendar. If you want to know the time that we are in, you need to be in the Spirit. Otherwise, you'll be just complaining and blaming everything that's going on, not knowing that it is all in the book and it was all prophesied. But he says, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you will receive what? Power. Power to do what? Knowing the will of God, knowing what God is doing, you will receive the power to see in the Spirit and to hear what no one else is hearing. You receive the power to have visions. In Joel chapter 2, verse 28, it says, He will pour out His Spirit. In other words, when the Spirit of God is poured upon you, it gives you an empowerment to have dreams, to be able to see in the night. He will give you an empowerment to have visions, to begin to see it during the day. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit, it to give you the supernatural power to reveal you and to reveal things to come, both in the world and both in the church. Amen. So when the power of God comes upon you, you will know the time and you will know the season. The reason why the devil does not want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because he wants you to be blinded what time you are in. Many times when the devil wants to prevent you from walking in God's will, his greatest desire is not that you may know yourself, is that you may have a wrong identity of who you are in God. If he can fabricate and give you a fake profile in the spirit of who you are, then he can defeat you. But when you know the real, your RA, your real life, who you are in God and this world, you become the most powerful person. Most Christians don't walk in miracles because they don't know who they are. Most Christians, they look at things in the natural. Look, in a couple weeks, a couple months, we'll be all filled up in this place, and people will try to be like us, but they don't know what we have struggled and what we have gone through and what people have looked down on us, thinking like we are not thinking by moving in this big place. But when we have a victory of what I see, then everybody say, I want to be like you, because that's how human beings are. There are few leaders, they're just people that follow the crowd. Whatever is going on, they just follow. But you're not just to follow. You are to know where you're going. Amen. You are to know where you're going. Let's read Acts chapter chapter 8 again, and 9 and 12. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. If you're getting, say amen. If you're not getting, don't say. You will receive power.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Verse 12. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city.
Now, you must understand, it says you receive power. That word power means dunamis. The word dunamis also means dynamite. Now, it also means unlimited power. It's not the power that you know, it's the power beyond powers. When he says you receive the power, they say knowledge is power. But this one, it's a revelation knowledge that reveals God on earth, makes you to see the secrets of God that no one else can see. Makes you to know where you're going and you're not walking in blindness. You receive the power to destroy the devil and his tactics and his plan. You receive the power to prosper. You receive the power to become a billionaire and trillionaire. You receive the power to become an influence and influencers. You receive the power to be the greatest teacher and the greatest preacher, the singer and musicians and business. When this power, most of the time when people say you receive power, they just think it's preaching or healing the sick. It's also power to make money. It's also power to have influence. It's also power to rule the world. It's also power to be a leader. It's very powerful. It's called dunamis. You must understand that these people in the book of Acts, they were leaders. They were feared by kings. They were feared in the city when they showed up. These were just simple men. They had no weapons, they had no guns, but when they showed up, they shook the cities. How can Paul was a very short man. How can a very short man shake the city? He wasn't like a huge guy like a Goliath. No, he was just a simple, short man. But when he showed up, how do I know that? Because the Bible says, not great in person, but great in words and in absence. Paul was known by his writings as a great man, powerful, but when they saw him in person, he was just a meek and normal person. Said, this person, so simple, yet powerful. He would raise the dead. Now, why was he that powerful? It was not because of his body. It was not because he was a Pharisee or Sadducee. He was the most educated person. Paul the Apostle, one of them. And actually, right now, he's not yet revealed. In the Acts chapter 1, he's not yet revealed. But I'm just giving him as an example. All these fishermen, the apostles, they were just fishermen, normal fishermen. But how is it that they were feared? How can a fisherman become a troublemaker? How can a fisherman be feared by simply mentioning the name of Jesus? Have you even thought about that? How can somebody cause problems by just mentioning the name of Jesus and praying the name of Jesus. It was not just the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus produced results. They saw that whatever they spoke came to pass. They saw that they met some people who were sick and they all got healed. They prayed and things happened. Their prayers were feared. I pray that your prayers shall be so feared. The Queen of England one time said he was afraid of the prayers of dear Modi more than he was afraid of the weapon of Hitler. It's written in our writing. She was afraid of the prayers of the man of God and intercessors that prayed more than all the guns of Hitler in Germany. She stated, read the book about, is it Muli? I don't know if you know those people. That's the old books in the 1800. Dear Moody's and Muli, what's the name? Muli something, right? That's a old books. I should go back with those books. I don't even know they're in shelves anymore, but you just need to find them somewhere. These people were prayer warriors in England, that their prayers were feared. How could their prayers be feared? Because they produced results. They were able to shut the devil's mouth. They were able to call the rain and shut down the rain. The reason why it's called the Book of Acts, because there were a lot of actions going on. These men and women were powerful. Not today's prophets. Today they are prophesying. Today they are prophesying this. Tomorrow they are prophesying about something else. And most of the prophets, they never prophesied about protestings. They never prophesied about all the chaos that is going on in America. They were just prophesying something else because that's what it looked like. And everybody follows them. Now they want to prophesy about protesting and everything else. No, a true prophet will prophesy before. You understand what I'm saying? Today we have Norwich prophets that study things and analyze things. No, a true prophet must hear from the Spirit of God. What is the Spirit of God saying to you? And the reason why we're studying the Book of Acts is because we don't want to be commercialized believers. We don't want to be see me believers. We want to be believers that want to seek the face of God. I would rather don't know you. You close yourself in your room and only God knows who you are. We want to raise up those people that they're not to be seen publicly, but to be seen by God. To go into their closets and cry out for God. When no man is seeing, no one is seeing. Closed doors, crying out to God for the will of God. You don't desire to be seen, you just desire God to see you. Because the work of God is supposed to be personal. And when it's public, you display God's miracles. In the public, you display God's power. Don't try to pray in the public when you don't pray in the private. Let your private time be more, spend more time in prayer in the private time than in the public. Then you're going to see so much power. These men were just, you know, the miracles that they are seeing, these people in the Book of Acts, they were simply walking. And they meet the sick. They pray for them. They were simply maybe hanging out somewhere, having some coffee. Then there's a problem, a miracle occurred. Why? They prayed before. Jesus spent time to pray alone. And when he prayed for the, he never prayed for the sick. He healed the sick because he prayed for the sick before he faced the sick. He prayed for situation before he faced the situation. You have to pray into the things that you want to see. If you want to see action, pray for the things you want to see in a day. Don't pray for money now. Pray for money later. Release the money before the money is released. Release miracles before the miracles are what? Released. Why? Because you have been anointed. You have received what? Power. Power must start in your Jerusalem. Jerusalem is in your bedroom, in your home. Jerusalem is in the city. Your city. Don't try to change another city when you have this city to change. Don't try to change another home when you have your own home to change. You have to be a bedroom preacher. You have to be in your own closet. Today, we don't have people that pray in the closet anymore. We have people who pray public. That's why they are powerless. These people didn't have time to be public in prayer because there was persecution going on. Prayer was prohibited in the public. So they spent time in the private. And when they walked in the publicly, they displayed God's power. So, will you read 12 to 15? Are you getting what I'm saying? Why they received the power? The power is not just for preaching. Number one, say the power. It's not just for preaching.
It's not just for preaching.
Power to make money.
Power to make money.
Power to rule.
Power to love.
Power to destroy the kingdom of the devil. And power to know God's purpose.
Power to know God's purpose.
That's what it means. Amen. So some people, they've been Pentecostized. I'm not a Pentecostal person. I'm a Jesus man. Do you know what Pentecostal means? Verse 8 says, fully when the day of the Pentecost had fully what? No, it's Acts 2 verse 8. Let's wait for that. Okay, let's wait on that. I'll teach on that. Just read on that one. I'm excited in the book of Acts, all of it. But let's wait on that. It's coming. If it's not coming now, it's coming next Thursday.
Acts 1, 12 through 15. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Verse 15. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120.
Amen. These people, they join together in prayer. Constantly what? In prayer. Prayer was a lifestyle. It was not a church service. You understand? They constantly join themselves in prayer. And remember that. They were in trouble. Because those days, you can't pray in the public. Prayer was also for them to be protected from the enemy. Prayer also to be protected from the rulers. All those days, they hated the gospel. So prayer protected them from not being killed. So prayer can protect you from not what? Being killed. Prayer can save your family. Prayer can save your children. Do not undermine the power of prayer. Pray. When you pray, you activate supernatural help. When you pray, you activate what? Supernatural help. Angels are activated to begin to protect your family, to protect everything. Prayer is so powerful that it will begin to activate people to help you. Prayer can raise up an army of people to support you. Prayer can raise up an army of businessmen and women to come into business ventures with you. Amen. Prayer can activate angels that what you're selling to be sold. Prayer can open doors in the heart of the king, kings of this world. Prayer can cause you to walk in a forbidden land. Prayer can cause you to break protocols. You are not qualified. You are not educated enough. In fact, these disciples, they were uneducated people. We'll read about them. You say, these are uneducated people. But how can uneducated people were able to turn cities upside down? The most educated people were the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They changed nothing. The uneducated people changed everything. Why? They had supernatural power. We're living in the days where Christianity is not respected. We're living in the days of being a church goer. It's like a loser. How can we make a difference? It's when we allow the super to love on us, the power of the Holy Spirit to work on you, that you are not a religious woman or a religious man. You're not just a person that follows religion. You walk with Jesus. Just like disciples, they were walking and they saw miracles every day. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the disciples, they were constantly in prayer. What was the prayer? Lord, we want to do your will on earth. As it is in heaven, we want to do it. We commit our bodies and our spirit to you. We want to see your power. We pray that Jews will receive the gospel, because Jews were not the most racist on the planet earth were Jews in that time. The most stubborn people on earth were Jews in that time. They rejected Jesus. They still are. But we still to love him anyway and pray that God opens their hearts to be saved. This is what they prayed. Now there came a time, we will come to that, the Jews rejected the gospel. Paul went to the Gentiles and they accepted the gospel. That's how all we came into a play. But in the book of Acts, one of the ingredients that made them different was a spirit of prayer. Start practicing prayer at home. Start with 1 minute. Start with 2 minutes. Start with 30 seconds. Starts with, before you know, the spirit in you will kick in. You can go in for hours. I don't want you to have memorized prayers. I want heartfelt prayer. From your heart to the heart of God. From your heart to the heart of God. These men and these women, they did not play games. It was not a joke. Prayer was a weapon. They depended on prayer for protection. They depended on prayer not to be killed. They depended on prayer for provision. They depended on prayer that when they preach the gospel, people receive it without being stoned.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.